It's Monday, October 22nd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from the Live Life 36. Wallace Johnson is joined by Scott Carroll, talking about equipment insurance in live events. Scott starts off talking about the importance of written contracts when renting out equipment.
To be honest, we write a lot of audiovisual companies that have rental gear, right? And so they rent out their gear. And one of the clauses that we put in our policy, which quite frankly is in most entertainment-related policies associated with this, is sort of a specificity around needing to see that contract so that when that gear is rented, you aren't just renting it sort of willy-nilly. You're the AV company we represent. You're not renting it to someone without a contract that clearly states once they take possession of that gear, they now have responsibility for that gear for all risk of loss immediately upon whatever the trigger method is. If it's when it's put onto a truck and loaded to the truck and it's heading to the show site, or whether it's once it's delivered to the show site, but there's a clear delineation of responsibility that that we insist upon with our insureds, and quite frankly, it protects our insureds so that they know, okay, I've turned it over to them. They tell me that they're carrying the proper amount of insurance. They're advising me that my gear is safe once in their control, and if it's not, they're going to take care of the loss, and that's a critical component we even put into the contract language of the policy, that you must have this. And if you don't, there may not be coverage for you, because right, that's something we expect. So, it's critical. Contracts, contracts, contracts. I stress it. Our industry used to be that it was pretty willy-nilly. As I said before, I think willy-nilly might be a technical insurance term. was handshake. It was, I've worked for them for years, and I've recently experienced a very, very large loss with one of my customers who was sub-renting from some other customers, some of the gear that they needed for a particular show. There was an accident. The gear got damaged, and including the gear from the companies they rented from, in some cases, they have been doing business so long with those entities that there was no real specific contract in place. Mm. There was a concern at one point as to whether or not there would be coverage for that gear. Ultimately, we did cover it because we understood the nature of the relationship. But it made that large company sort of take a look at their best practices and say, you know what, we've become a little lax on contract requirement. We need to relook at that. It's a good reminder of sort of what's going to happen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.